Hello again. Well, the fabled 100-day cough continues within our community. Funnily enough, it's the patients who keep expressing that term, 100-day cough, not something I nor any of my colleagues are titling this, as classically, of course, per the Chinese saying, the 100-day cough usually is associated with whooping cough. Something, of course, we can readily overlook during this absolute epidemic of coughing, wheezing, that the UK, as well as much of Europe, is actually having to deal with. One other issue, though, I am seeing so frequently at the moment, perhaps, ex these long days stuck in whilst the heavens opened outside, although this weekend it's been, dare I say it, slightly drier but hardly warmer, dry eyes. Many have never really considered this as a possible cause of their sore, slightly red, slightly itchy eyes or eyelids over the past several months. Or if you have, and not really found an easy remedy, though, having said that, lots of variations do exist in this area. Tears are a miracle of engineering. Being a combination of water derived from the lacrimal glands, around the eyebrow area, and mucus, that clear gooey stuff from the lid linings, coupled with a layer of oil, though, that is produced by those tiny but hugely busy bibomium glands that accompany every eyelash, from both upper and lower lids. Tears then draining down, little punctums from both the corners of the upper and lower lids on both sides, then into the nose, and away you go. Young babies with heavy colds, nasal discharge, will often find it going the other way, and they wake up in the morning with green goo, the same stuff that's coming out of the nose. It's just the way it is. Significant dry eye disease, though, may be caused by something amiss in these little guys, these meibomian glands, although dry eyes overall are often associated with numerous other things, well known to us all. Older age, well, he would say that, wouldn't he? Females, though, were more likely than men to have dry eye issues. Several types of medication can be causative too, often producing both dry eyes and a dry nose and a dry mouth in many cases. For example, certain antihistamines, often the nighttime sedating ones, which can sort of help you sleep at night, be awake in the morning with a dry eye, a dry nose and a dry mouth, but cough less. Some antidepressants, so-called tricyclic sorts, beta blockers and some forms of combination HRT, the types containing progesterone in certain types, in the main are causative. As ever, we've got our old friend smoking. Naturally. Inhabiting a dry, low humidity environment, the out of man, that's hard. Air conditioning or central heating can do it too. Then there's always some sort of dust or allergy or air pollution thrown in. Then finally the usual suspects, such as lack of restful sleep and too much screen time. I know, we do it all the time. So anything less than 20 hours a day on your phone is fine. No, that was a joke. No. Consider then the 20-20-20 rule at this point. Well, this would be to take a 20-second break every 20 minutes by looking at something over 20 feet away. How good is that? Then we have all these conditions associated with dry, sore eyes sometimes. Anything affecting the eyeball surface, contact lenses, blepharitis, a grumbly inflammation of the eyelids themselves, or as part of skin conditions associated with that red face, rosacea, or rheumatoid arthritis, or lupus, or Parkinson's disease, or multiple sclerosis, or the rare Sjögren's syndrome. Even diabetes can do this. The tears should be a combination of eyelid goo, lipid with water from the lacrimal glands. A hint of water coupled with the constant slightly greasy wipe of goo from the lids being enough to keep the front of the eyes lubricated and comfortable. Not too much, though, otherwise tears simply run out and on to the face. If you develop, though, blepharitis, it can be a real nuisance to deal with sometimes, and sometimes yuckily associated with a tiny mite infestation too. Oh my gosh, the Demodex mite, if you've ever heard of that, can lodge itself at the base of your lashes, wreaking havoc with sort of really itchy, sore, red, swollen and dry eyelids, the result. It's quite difficult to get rid of, but it can be done. But it's very hard to see without specialist viewing equipment, say, via the optometrist or GP or eye specialist. Day to day, though, it's all about keeping the lids and these eyeballs wet, moist, using a combination of lifestyle changes, eye lubrication, and sometimes things to improve the meibomian gland function, allowing them to sort of continue their life's work and produce this slightly oily stuff from both sets of eyelids. Lots of eye drops and gels, of course, are available. Much of this over the counter at your local pharmacy, who should be first in line really for advice as such. And then, as the array of stuff is sometimes both confusing and daunting, they'll help you sort it out. Essentially, though, a preservative-free eye drop, initially about 4 times a day. A 10ml bottle would contain about 200 drops, so that's a lot of drops. Nighttime can be a challenge too, though, so we often suggest a slightly thicker goo last thing and watery drops in the day. You can use these drops, though, particularly preservative-free ones, multiple times a day if that works for you. Again, most are over-the-counter at your local pharmacy, and Manxcare, of course, nowadays do, of course, encourage more of this over-the-counter DIY treatment. So watery stuff might be, say, high promellos, middling thickness drops, say, polyvinyl alcohol or carmellos. Thicker stuff, then, such as carbamer at night or sodium hyaluronidate. Moving finally to paraffin-based products, which are really quite thick but very effective at night. Waking up with a slightly gunky but happier eye, perhaps the reward. You notice I haven't mentioned any actual names of any products, as there are so many, but a lot of them are me too things. So simply, I'm suggesting a logical way of dealing with this issue. If you're going to your pharmacy to have a look at it all, just ask, of course. Blepharitis itself often requires antibiotic therapy, both drops or ointments, and often oral too, coupled with a persistently good eyelid hygiene technique. Crumbs, that's all very eye-watering, I would say. In fact, my mouth is now drying up so fast, I think it's best I dried up too. Until next week, then. Cheerio.